The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
I would like to welcome all of you. Welcome all of you to Happy Hour tonight. It's lovely to have you with us tonight. And it would be nice to perhaps, if you like, to unmute yourself. And if you wanted to say hello, to say where you are calling from tonight, zooming in tonight, or if you wanted to text it or send it in chat, a little louder, please. Okay, I'm going to do my best. I want to make sure that, let's see, test mic.
Yeah.
Oh, it just changed. Oh, I see what happened.
Me from the one I'm wearing to the MacBook Pro speaker, which is going to be pretty soft. Okay, so I'm going to keep this. All right, we'll see how tonight goes with the various technical challenges. Okay, great. So yeah, it would be lovely to hear if you wanted to say hello, if you wanted to chat where you're calling from, where you are dialing in from, or if you wanted to just unmute yourself for a moment and say hello. It would be lovely to hear you. Let's see. Hold on.
Hi.
Well, that's why I'm not hearing you. Gosh. Here we go. Okay, let's try that again.
Hi. I'm up in British Columbia.
Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Nice to be here again.
Delighted you're here tonight.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Laura from Seattle.
Hi, Laura. Welcome from Seattle.
Thank you.
Bill from Mountain View.
Hi, Bill from Mountain View. Welcome.
I'm Linnea from Redwood City.
Linnea from Redwood City. Welcome. Lovely.
I am Phil from Mountain View.
Hi, Phil from Mountain View. Sweet.
Hi, this is Susan Hill from Saskatoon.
Hi, Susan from Saskatoon, I heard you say.
And Neil.
Welcome, Susan and Neil from Saskatoon. Lovely.
I'm Susan.
Francis, Costa Rica.
Francis, Costa Rica. And Susan, did I hear?
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi. Great. Lovely. Wonderful. Okay. So, let's see. Seems like my audio is working for now and video is working too. Wow. Conditions are working. Favorable. That's great. So for tonight's happy hour, for our practicing together, I wanted to offer, and I'm going to actually, let's see, before I usually start, I will invite everyone to mute themselves. Here we go. Muted. Okay, here we go. And for the theme for tonight, the theme I wanted to offer reflections on and a guided meditation on was is metta kindness, friendliness, for the in between, the liminal spaces, perhaps the challenging liminal spaces of in between that we often find ourselves in as human beings. Whether it's the in-between spaces of transition from one phase of our lives to another, perhaps from changing places we live, work, transition to a state of being with loved ones, losing them, or the transition, this liminal space that perhaps we're finding ourselves in, being sheltered at home. It is a liminal space. It's a space in between. We are in unfamiliar. We've left something familiar. We haven't quite landed in the familiar. It's a liminal space. There's so many liminal spaces in our lives, and to think about our being, our existence more universally, and the many existential liminal spaces, to include those in our lives, the liminal spaces of birth, when we haven't been born yet, both for us and every being goes through the liminal space of pre-birth. And it's a precious, it's a beautiful liminal space that we celebrate human beings in that liminal space. And similarly, there is the liminal space, the transitional space of leaving this world that all of us will experience at some point in our lives. And many of us might have had the privilege to support and hold the hands of people that we've loved and cared for through that liminal space. So bringing the sense of complete picture of our humanity, the transition, so many transitions we go through, so many transitions people that we care about and love will go through. So holding both ourselves and people that we care about, whoever is going through a transition in the liminal space right now, in between states. So before starting tonight's guided meditation, the invitation I have is to bring to mind someone in your life right now who is in a transitional space, in a liminal space that you really care for, and perhaps you want to bring to mind, bring to heart tonight as you are doing this practice in community together. And that person might be yourself. Self.
Say that liminal spaces don't necessarily have to be a space of challenge or pain or sadness. They could be spaces of beauty and grace. They could be filled with beauty and grace, such as the pre-birth one. And similarly, the space of being ushered out of this existence as we know it, that can be a space that is filled with grace and beauty and mystery of being human, the complete mystery of being human. We usually get lost or absorbed in the nitty-gritty little details of life and getting on with our livelihoods, that we forget the mystery, this amazing mystery that is being alive, that we don't quite comprehend and really understand. So tonight, just wanted to share with you, as I will be dedicating for me this practice to someone who's dear to me, and they are going through a liminal space right now. And some of you practitioners might know this dear, lovely being. And this person is a well-known and renowned teacher called Rob Berbea, who has authored the book Seeing That Frees. And he's a beautiful being. And he's had pancreatic cancer for the past 5 or so years, and he's now entering the final hours or final days of his life. And the way, the beauty, with the courage and grace that he has faced and has held
his entry into this liminal space is really a teaching and inspiring. So for me, I would be directing the metta in my practice tonight to him and wishing him a love-filled, it is a love-filled, it is a metta-filled space as he is in this liminal space of transition to the mystery that we'll all pass through at some point in our lives. We don't quite understand it. And to turn towards it. So with that as the introduction, what I will be leading us through tonight is a practice of metta, a guided practice of metta, loving kindness. And as we have experienced in the past, having practiced metta, many of you, is that it does buoy the heart. It does make the heart happy, whether it's practice of metta or compassion, it's sister, practicing these Brahmaviharas lightens the heart, no matter what the situation might be. So I also invite you to take it in that, to take tonight's practice in that spirit, that is actually uplifting. It's a practice of beauty and grace and love, and offering our heart in love and kindness to others in this world, which also buoys and fills our own heart with beauty, grace, and happiness, hence happy hour. So with that, actually, I wanted to, the first time tonight, I'm going to launch a poll, which is getting a sense of who is here. If you would be willing to just click on your approximate level of meditation experience, it would be helpful perhaps to see that. Great. Wonderful. Very helpful. Thank you for all of those more responses are still coming in. This is what's fun about Zoom. Imagine. Couldn't quite do this. Great. So here we are. Great. So most of you are intermediate, some novices and some experienced. So here we go. And guess what? I can even share the results of the poll. I don't know if you can see that, but here are the responses coming in. The joys of technology. Okay, great. All right. So, and that. Okay. So with that, I would like to invite you to get into your meditation posture, whatever it might be. Feel free to move, make yourself comfortable. I'm going to shift and sit cross-legged on my chair. Great. All right. So, landing in your chair, in your cushion. Arriving in this moment, in the fullness of this. Arriving in this body, this amazing body. That's pulsating with life. It's breathing. It's alive. And letting yourself feel the contact points between your bottom, your sit bones, and the chair. Really feeling connected, present. Here you are, taking your seat. letting yourself also feel the connection of the bottom of your feet to the earth. If you're sitting on a cushion, the bottom of your legs, feeling fully connected. Present, sitting with a sense of integrity. And noticing, receiving the breath, this life-giving breath, moving throughout your body, with each breath bringing more awareness, more aliveness, more presence, more sensitivity. And with each out-breath, settling you, calming you. Taking a moment of refuge. Away from thoughts, plans in this moment. And if they come to visit right now, smiling at them and simply saying, not now. Thank you. Please come back later. Trusting that they will, if they're important enough. You don't have to solve every problem right now. Allowing this moment of refuge to be inhabited fully, physically, your full presence right here, right now, in this moment of being alive, in this shape, in this form, this body, in the circumstance of your life. How amazing to be alive. Whatever the circumstances might be, awe-inspiring, letting yourself rest and breathe. I'll take a few minutes together, just calming, settling. Receiving the breath. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. Just to sit and be breathed. And as you're connecting with each breath, with each breath within the framework of your body, letting each breath be imbued with a smile, kindness. As if you're breathing in kindness and breathing out kindness. Breathing in kindness into this body. And breathing out kindness. And perhaps experiment with, if you wish, imagining that your breath is moving in and out of your heart center, the middle of your chest. Not your heart, which is on the left-hand side, but the proverbial heart center. Center. So that as you breathe out from the middle of your chest, there is a sense of kindness, goodwill being breathed out. Goodness breathed in to this body. Supportive, moving throughout your body. Ah, holding your whole body with kindness. Permeating you with goodwill, with care. The kindness of the universe permeating your entire existence. And as you breathe out, a sense of goodness, care, friendliness. Breathe out, permeating. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone who is in the liminal space right now. It could be someone that you care for. It could be yourself. Or it could be anyone. Maybe Rob in this moment. Who is in the liminal space between this life and the mystery. And as you are breathing, breathing in goodness and kindness into your own heart. And breathing out goodwill, kindness, support, care. feeling connected to your object of metta, to your object of loving kindness, beyond time and space. And with each breath, breathing out goodness, metta, care, compassion, support. And through your breath, feeling connected. Feeling a sense of connection. You are not alone, and neither is the being that you're holding. With care, with metta. And letting the sense of care, this breathing in love, breathing out love, care, metta, whatever word works for you. Letting the sense of connection. Or rather recognizing that you are connected. Connected through this thread of care and love. can support your heart. Bui, bring happiness, gladness, resilience. An experiment, if you wish. See if it works for you to put a hand on your heart center, connecting with your care and goodwill physically. And for the last minutes of this practice period, letting yourself be fully in touch, relaxing into, opening up to the sense of love, care, maybe a sense of gratitude is arising for you. Or a sense of poignancy of life, death, this mystery. So before we move into small groups, it would be lovely to just hear one word, or if you would write it in the chat, I will read them out loud, or you can unmute yourself and just share one word, what's arising for you right now. I'll start by sharing with you that what's arising for me is a sense of connection to the beyonds, this sense of humanity, and some sadness, and gratitude, and poignancy, all of those. And a sense of connection not just to the beyond, but to all of you practicing this time together. Serene. What's coming up for one person? Stillness, rejoicing, beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. Remembering. Nice. Gentleness. Lovely. Connection. Another connection. Good to unwind. Spaciousness. Lovely. Grateful. Metta Sutta. Appreciate all of these reflections. So this is the time when the invitation is for us to share for a few minutes and connect in this format, deeply connect, deep listening to each other for a brief time. And if you're on the fence, I do invite you to just try it out and see what it's like. And if you're deciding tonight is not the night for you to spend couple of minutes, a few minutes in this conversation, in connecting, it's perfectly fine. This would be the time to bow out before I make the groups. So with that, I will make the breakout rooms. It will be 3 person per group. And each person will have just a couple of minutes to share. How are you? How are you right now? What's arising for you? And other folks will just be doing deep listening. Not interrupting, not asking questions, not thinking about what they're going to say, but just listening as well as possible. So let's see here. I'm going to recreate the breakout rooms. Here we go. Okay. So here we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Good to see you. So would love to hear if you have some reflections, some thoughts about your practice tonight, either in the guided practice or your practice in groups, the sharing, the connection. If you'd like to share anything or ask any questions, so feel free to either unmute yourself or you can raise your hand and I can unmute you. So, or you can type also. So many options. Barry.
I really like the connecting with people on a, you know, 3-on-3-to-1 basis. It's one of my favorite parts. I want to get a cat now after being in my session because there was a gorgeous cat also in the session with us purring the entire time. But I really like the topic of transitions and sort of the preciousness of life. Yesterday found out about a friend of mine that I was supposed to see on Thursday who has passed away from coronavirus. So I was thinking a lot about her during the meditation. I wasn't very settled. I was kind of all over the place, which is okay. If that's where I am, that's where I am. And I was a little bit tired, but the topic is one of the reasons I wanted to learn more about Buddhism and meditation. So I appreciated that.
Yeah. Thank you, Barry. Thank you for sharing that. And also thank you for bringing up how you've been affected by someone you knew who's passed away recently and bringing that into the room. I think that is present in the zeitgeist for all of us. And also bringing the sense of permission, you know, this is what was happening tonight. Your mind was all over the place. I just love hearing the ease you have with it, with yourself. This is what's happening. Yay. Fantastic. That's really great to be learning that sense, that way of kindness. It's really a practice of that exhibits a sense of metta and kindness with, yeah, this mind tonight is tired. It's all over the place. It's like this. And also I'm glad that you enjoyed the metta cat who I can see and hear. They are lovely and just making me happy too. Yeah, great. Thank you, Barry. Anybody else would like to share, please?
Thanks for doing this, Nikki.
Yeah. Welcome, Bill. Thank you for showing up. Any questions or comments, anything on this theme is welcome, please.
I'll talk because I'm really glad that you mentioned that kind of is meta, is being okay with where you're at, because what I was telling my group was that for a lot of it, I was just being really hard on myself, like I'm not doing this right, or like, you know, trying to think of the perfect person, you know, just trying to be like so specific. And then I finally was just able to, so my word was gentleness, because it's like I finally was like kind of feeling like, what does kindness feel like? What does love feel like? Like put those together, like give it to myself kind of, you know, which also I felt myself pushing that away, like this is selfish, but I also could feel myself needing it. And then I finally was just able to like be calm in that at the very end. Like it took a while, but I guess that's okay.
It's not just okay. It's actually great. It's what you're describing. I'm loving hearing the process that you through, because we need to go through those spaces of hitting our head against the wall and then realizing, wait a minute, this isn't working. And it's through that if we continue to do that the whole time, you know, wisdom doesn't have the chance to arise. But and what you're describing is that there was at some point, wait a minute, this I need it here. I'm the one who's suffering, and really turning into gentleness. And yay! So that's a moment of learning. It's a moment that wisdom and kindness both together arise. And I celebrate that. And I invite you to celebrate. So instead of thinking that, oh, it was a waste tonight, and only at the very end I realized it, absolutely completely the other way around. Wow, tonight you learned a very important lesson. So next time, if that happens in the first 5 minutes, maybe instead of spending 30 minutes, oh, the first, wait a minute, I'm the one who needs it. And then it happens more quickly and more quickly. So this is how learning happens. Beautiful. Yay. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's 7:00, and I'd like to thank you all for joining tonight and practicing together. It felt particularly sweet and tender for me as I was doing this practice with you and leading you. And as I mentioned, also doing it for this dear being, Rob Rabea, this beautiful, wise teacher who is in this liminal space. So I want to close and dedicate the merit both to his easeful transition in this liminal space. And yeah, may all beings be at peace and know true bliss, freedom, and happiness. Thank you all. Take good care. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.